Surrealism goes through many phases and is less of a style artistically and more of a movement intellectually. So the first manifesto was published in 1924, but that already tapped into a sense of how thinking about art and poetry in the light of Freudian psychoanalysis could lead to different ways of creating. So that had a much broader echo across the world. And one of the things that we've been trying to do around international surrealism was to think about that and to see where those echoes lead. The surrealists themselves were doing that in the 30s in particular, through a sequence of international exhibitions, of which one of the most remarkable was in London in the summer of 1936, but then they held another one in Paris towards the end of 1938, one in Mexico in 39. So you can see it's already spreading outwards across the world as part of their own activities. And that was reinforced by the publication of manifestos and of periodicals, illustrated periodicals, whereby essays and images of the sorts of paintings that were being produced by those directly associated with surrealism were spreading across the world.